Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Newman. He's an outstanding columnist for Yahoo Finance. That's finance.yahoo.com. His books are Liberty for All and also Rebounders, two outstanding books, which I'm proud to say I helped him launch on this show. So, Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the debate between Hillary and Donald last night. We've got another one coming up next week. Based on what we saw last night, what are you predicting for the next one, Rick?
I know a couple of Trump's advisors, and they say, you know, he just will not prepare. He will not do traditional debate prep. He doesn't want to read the briefing books. He doesn't want to be schooled in 12-point plans. Mm-hmm. And if ever there were a stronger case for being better prepared for debate, it's now. I mean,
I hope he goes back and watches his performance, because he could have been 15% more prepared and would have won last night.
I think you could say he could have been 50%.
No, but I mean, even if it was only 15% more, he would have won.
He was actually quite prepared in terms of, I think that Hillary Clinton's sort of, he had sort of like a short list of things he wanted to hit Hillary Clinton on, and he seemed very prepared on her record.
Yeah.
When it comes to, talking about, the Middle East and the specifics of the Middle East and so forth, things like this, he just did not know. He really just didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And when it's 90 minutes and it's just one other person on the stage,
you got to be able to fill in the blank with some facts.
There's going to be a lot of dead air if you're not talking specifics and details, even if you think your constituents don't really care that much about the details. They care if you look like you know the details. And I think if anything, that will be it. Hillary Clinton.
So you're saying you don't have to be an expert, but you do have to sound like you're an expert.
I think you have to be a little more of an expert when you've got to fill that much time. I mean, you need to know more.
Who's the next moderator?
I forget who it is. We've got Anderson Cooper coming up on one of the
Chris Wallace debates. Is the last one. I've forgotten.
Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz, I guess.
I've forgotten. But now, here's the thing about any Republican has to, and this is why I would prepare. If I were Trump, I would be preparing not just for my own opponent, but for the moderators. I mean, the moderators, he's got to know he's going to be behind the eight ball with the moderators, automatic.
I guess. We know Lester Holt was kind of a hands-off moderator. Anderson Cooper is more of a tiger. I mean, he will confront,
But would he confront both of them?
Well, he has to, or else Anderson Cooper is very smart, and he knows that if he lets one of them off the hook, he'll get pilloried. Another thing about last night, Trump refused to shake Lester Holt's hand at the end.
No, he did. He shook it.
He walked away.
Lester and Hillary were talking, and he turned aside to shake somebody else's hand, and he came back and reached way over, and Lester got back up and shook his hand.
Ah, got it. Okay, I missed that. Maybe Hillary Clinton was just too close and didn't want to risk brushing close to her.
Maybe so. When I watched the whole thing, because I was concerned about that too, and I thought that maybe he felt like, well, I don't need to interfere with their moment, you know, and so.
I suppose that's it. I will tell you this, though. Blaming the moderator is a losing strategy. It seems petulant. You seem like a crybaby.
But it's okay to push back on him, though.
Sure. Oh, you should push back.
Yeah.
But you need to know details when it's this much time. But
the Democrats blame the moderator for that commander in chief thing with what's his name? I mean,
Matt Lauer.
Did you think the Democrats were wrong in doing what they did with Matt?
I thought Matt Lauer was pretty weak, but I mean, you have to be a grown up. I mean, this is real politics.
But the left went nuts at him for for not they perceived that he was easy on Trump.
Right, and that's so there's a difference between there were people in the media, my industry, who yeah. were critical of Lauer, and I think that was justified. He did seem. Matt Lauer just seemed out of his depth, honestly.
Yeah.
But for the candidate, if you're the candidate, let other people make those complaints.
Right.
Because you just look petulant. You look like you're down.
Well, but I'm just saying that what you just said is a loser. That's what the Democrats, that's what Hillary's group and the media did to Matt Lauer last time.
Well, I think Hillary herself actually did a pretty good job of staying out. She let
yeah.
surrogates do that.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
what Trump needs to do.
That's, I agree with that. Hey, Rick, will you come back and do this again?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for being here. Good job today. Rick Newman, ladies and gentlemen. Finance.yahoo.com. That's where you can check him out. And I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.